Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Restore common sense in America. We're moving quickly to bring back strength and peace and stability abroad. I'm also going to ask all NATO nations to increase defense spending to 5% of GDP, which is what it should have been years ago. It was only at 2%, and most nations didn't pay until I came along. I insisted that they pay, and they did, because the United States was really paying the difference at that time, and it was unfair to the United States. But many, many things have been unfair for many years to the United States.
5% of GDP? I mean, just... where to start? Okay, so the United States, as of 2023 or 2024, I'm not sure which one. The United States, being one of the top spenders on military in all of NATO, is at 3.38%. So the massive military budget that the United States has is 3.5%. And he wants 5% out of NATO. Poland is the only country that's even remotely close, and they're at 4.1. You've got Estonia at 3.4, the U.S. at 3.38, Latvia at 3.1. Most NATO countries are right around 2%, which was historically the guideline that they would get. And by the way, great credit to President Trump for pushing NATO to get close to that 2% spend line. You still have a whole bunch of countries that are not there. Croatia, Portugal, Italy, Canada is at 1.37%. Belgium, Luxembourg, Slovenia, and Spain are all below, well below. Spain is at 1.28%. So Trump got them to spend more. And remember all of the issues about, you know, will you defend us against Vladimir Putin? Well, not if you're not up to your 2%. Okay, good, good. That was right. But 5%? Are you insane? These countries can't double or double and a half their military spending, or, I mean, they're not going to be willing to. So is this a real line, or is this a threat in order to get movement? You know, is this the old, I want a bike for Christmas. You can't have a bike. I want a bike. You can't have a bike. I want a bike. You can't have a bike. I'll settle for a skateboard. You know, when he really wanted a skateboard in the first place, like that kind of thing. Is that what this is? Like get him to 3% and then that'll be, which 3% would be better than 2. 5 is insane. I mean, 5, this is not going to happen, period.
Coming back on Sunday, our efforts to secure a peace settlement between Russia and Ukraine are now hopefully underway. It's so important to get that done. That is an absolute killing field. Millions of soldiers are being killed. Nobody's seen anything like it since World War II. They're laying dead all over the flat fields. It's a flat field farmland. And there's millions of Russians and millions of Ukrainians. Nobody's seen anything like it since World War II. It's time to end it.
He has some weird fixation on the flatness of the land. This has come up before, and he came back to it in the Davos talk last week, where he... One of the things that I just kind of have to accept about President Trump, even though it still drives me crazy and it's never going to stop, is he can say like 90 good things and then he'll say like 10 just absurdly dumb things. And of course, the absurdly dumb things are what catch the news, like Gulf of America, okay? When all the other stuff, most of the other stuff he's doing is really quite good. This is an example of that, like ending the Russia-Ukraine war, bringing economic leverage from Saudi Arabia by decreasing the price of oil, talking about the horrors of the war and, you know, making both sides come to the negotiating table and trying to coerce that into happening. Good. But then he says things about the flatness of the land, and this is the follow-up clip.
I think very important. I really would like to be able to meet with President Putin soon and get that war ended. And that's not from the standpoint of economy or anything else. It's from the standpoint of millions of lives are being wasted. Beautiful young people are being shot in the battlefield. You know, the bullet, very flat land, as I said, and the bullet goes, there's no hiding. And a bullet, the only thing going to stop the bullet is a human body. And you have to see, I've seen pictures of what's taken place. It's a carnage, and we really have to stop that war. That war is horrible.
What? What? Most bullets don't hit a person. Most bullets, gravity, pulls most bullets into the ground. The flatness of the field doesn't mean that there's, it's, what? But this is not the first time he said it. He said it before, the same exact thing. I don't know why. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. So, okay. And even sometimes, you know, what's always kind of weirdly endearing and also nutty about Trump is he'll say something that there really is a truth to it, but he finds the weirdest way to say it. Like, for example, oil and natural gas are vulnerable to attacks, to sabotage, to explosions, right? Coal is not. But it's such a weird way to say it.
So we are going to allow them to go on a very rapid basis to build their plant, build the electric generating plant. They can fuel it with anything they want, and they may have coal as a backup. Good, clean coal. You know, if there were a problem with a pipe coming in, as an example, you're going with gas, oil or gas, and a pipe gets blown up or for some reason doesn't work, there are some companies in the U.S. that have coal sitting right by the plant so that if there's an emergency, they can go to that short-term basis and use our very clean coal. So that's something else that a lot of people didn't even know about, but nothing can destroy coal, not the weather, not a bomb, nothing. It might make it a little smaller, might make it a little different shape, but coal is very strong as a backup. It's a great backup to have that facility, and it wouldn't cost much more money. And we have more coal than anybody. We also have more oil and gas than anybody.
You know, if you bomb the pipeline, you might destroy the pipeline. If you bomb the natural gas, you catch the natural gas on fire. You bomb the coal, all you make is little coal. It's just, I mean, he's right. It's such a weird way to say it. We'll come back to this in a second, because I thought, actually, something at the end of the speech that I haven't seen get any coverage of is maybe the most important thing that he said of all of the stuff, not the tax cuts, the Saudi Arabia investment, the meritocracy, the two genders, NATO spending, crazy though that is, ending the Rush war. There's actually a thing that he said right toward the end of his prepared remarks. It was very interesting. We'll get that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Not seeing any accidents right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Not seeing any delays to make a delay your way in. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So, okay. Right at the end of his prepared remarks, he talked about the EU treating us badly and, you know, we need to get fairness and parity with them. Accurate. He talks about these court cases against big tech that are based in America, like Google and Facebook, and costing them billions of dollars. And that's not fair to American companies. I think there's some truth in that, too, is standing up for American companies. And right at the end. So, you know, again, like I say, there's so many good things. So many good things. And then he just says he's weird, strange things. Anyway, but this was the one that caught my attention because it's such, this has been a theme with him before on nuclear weapons. And I have no idea if this is even remotely possible, but you want to talk about having a worthy goal. This is a worthy goal. Is it possible? I have no idea, but why not try?
Tremendous amounts of money are being spent on nuclear, and the destructive capability is something that we don't even want to talk about today because you don't want to hear it. It's too depressing. So we want to see if we can denuclearize, and I think that's very possible. And I can tell you that President Putin wanted to do it. He and I wanted to do it. We had a good conversation with China. They would have been involved, and that would have been an unbelievable thing for the planet.
Can you imagine a world in which we don't have thousands of nuclear weapons? We don't have to waste money on the nuclear triad. We don't have it. They don't have it. China doesn't have it. That nobody has it. You say, well, what about North Korea? I understand. Trust me, I understand nuclear deterrence, and I understand the reality of the potential of nuclear warfare. But again, if you could make it happen.
I will tell you that President Putin really liked the idea of cutting way back on nuclear. And I think the rest of the world, we would have gotten them to follow. And China would have come along, too. China also liked it. Tremendous amounts of money are being spent on nuclear. And the destructive capability is something that we don't even want to talk about today because you don't want to hear it. It's too depressing. So we want to see if we can denuclearize, and I think that's very possible. And I can tell you that President Putin wanted to do it. He and I wanted to do it. We had a good conversation with China. They would have been involved, and that would have been an unbelievable thing for the planet.
I completely agree. Hey, I would much rather see us eliminate nuclear weapons than go to Mars, for instance. I mean, my whole life has been spent living in the threat of nuclear war. You don't think about it a lot. You know, most people, you know, most healthy, normal people, doesn't make the news a lot. You know, don't think about nuclear war very often. I'm one of those weird kids that, like, you know, I'd write a report on nuclear war in the seventh grade, you know, and think about, well, how close are we to Chicago? 30 miles. That's not good. You know, like that kind of I was a weird kid. Found a lot of different things interesting. I was horrified by nuclear. And by the way, I think people of my age, you know, 50s, you know, maybe late 40s, I have to think about when it came out. You remember the day after? Everybody remembers the day after. John's nodding his head, right? Everybody remembers.
Oh, yes.
It was Sunday night, right? It was. Mm-hmm. I think it was a Sunday night movie. Oh. You know? And you've seen other movies. Well, okay. You don't think about it much, but you get about 15 minutes notice, and that's it. We're just all dead. The whole planet? Yeah, the whole planet. Everybody? Yes, everybody. How is that possible? Well, they've got theirs and we've got ours, and Sting makes a song about it, and, you know, there you go. And if you've watched, you know, for example, Dr. Strangelove, you know, it doesn't take that weird of a scenario to imagine how things could go wrong. We've been close before, right? So, man, you talk about having an ambitious goal worth having. That's an ambitious goal worth having. Again, you know, is it likely? Well, you know, what if all he does is cut the stockpiles in half? What if all we do is cut them in three quarters? You know, probably not going to save enough people, but still a massive improvement. And what if he pulls it off? I don't know, but man, worth trying for, don't you think? And this is one of those where, this is the benefit of Trump being older, because he's been around long enough to have lived through, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis. You don't think about it much, but that's not history for him. That's, you know, he was alive and, you know, not five. Right. So he's been around to experience the world before there was the nuclear threat. And I think he's horrified about living in this reality, as everyone should be. This is a horrific world we live in when you think about it. So I had nothing but applause for him on trying to do this. 623 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. Call 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jimmy Patronis failed us, presiding over what Trump called the worst insurance crisis in the country, while his PAC accepted millions from the insurance industry.
Patronis' campaign is even being funded by the liberal anti-Trump group Americans for Prosperity.
Like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I'm the only candidate with the outsider experience to make it happen.
I'm Gene Valentino, and I approve this message.
Republican for Congress, District 1.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Early this morning, General William Scott flew to Seattle. Is his trip connected with the B-3 bomber?
Mrs. Rose, there, to the best of my knowledge, there is no B-3 bomber.
That's such a great movie, Wake the Dog. 625 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Duck and cover. Do you remember? Somebody texted that in. You know, we were thwarting nuclear war by getting under our desks at school. They really did that. Yeah, we really did that. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John, you remember Duck and Cover?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But definitely gonna totally protect you from a nuclear bomb.
I know, you just kiss your butt goodbye. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. No accidents to let you know about right now. Start to see just a little delay on Highway 29 and around the airport Airport Boulevard intersection. So that's going both northwest, north and south, maybe east and west. So that's at that intersection that's causing some delays. Also Burgess, we're seeing delays there headed toward Highway 29. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, I mean, duck and cover, not to be gruesome about it, but that just makes it easier to count the shadows afterwards. Rosen. I mean,
True.
All that does is make it easier to tell how many got killed. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the IRS is now accepting and processing 2024 income tax returns. The official deadline, of course, is April 15th. The agency says individuals and businesses affected by the California wildfires, though, have until October to file. Survivors and family members are gathering in Poland today to mark the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz concentration camp by the Soviet Army. It was the site of countless Nazi atrocities. And the U.S. Air Force is resuming teaching its recruits about the Tuskegee Airmen after President Trump's new DEI order. The Tuskegee Airmen were the 15,000 black pilots and service members of the segregated army that fought in World War II. Course instruction about the pilots had been pulled from basic training curriculum, but they have done a review and they're now going to resume teaching about that.
Yep, that's good news. I mean, it was either an overreaction or else a malicious compliance. I don't know which one, but I'm glad that, of course, that and also the WASP teaching about the women who would fly the bombers off the production line over to the deployment airfield. Both good stories about the contributions of women and blacks in the military historically. David, thanks so much for the update. 628 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I just went straight out of my brain what I was going to tell you about. I don't even know. I was looking up a fact. I was responding to David's comment, and now it's gone. That's what happens. Oh, No, I know what it was. I was at Walmart last night on Creighton, and most stuff was like half stocked, but there was stuff that was completely depleted, like before a hurricane, kind of like. But milk was gone, eggs were gone, chicken was gone. I needed buttermilk and couldn't. There was none. Did find ricotta cheese. That was good. But a lot of stuff, like my son, whatever he was getting the last of is what he had. They had a lot of stuff still in. And you know, I don't want to ever complain about stuff that's missing because I always think, like, compared to say the Soviet Union, that's my reference point. When I want to, like, remind myself of how grateful I am for, you know, living in the United States of America, I think in the Soviet Union, you'd wait in line for 3 hours to find out what the meat of the day was and if there was any of it left for you. And, you know, how many weeks old was. I mean, like, it was bad, okay? And there are a lot of places around the world that have, you know, not even, they have fantasies about having shelves as empty as our Walmart was last night. You know, we really have it great in America. But what I'm hearing from people is a combination of low labor availability and also the trucks couldn't get here because of snowy conditions still on some of the roads. Maybe the trucks could get here, but they couldn't get put out on the store shelves because of labor. But either way, I mean, it'll be back today. You know, isn't that amazing? Like, they're totally out yesterday. And you go today at 5 and it'll be like, it never happened. It'll be fine. Just like your snowman isn't there anymore. Well, maybe the snowman's body is there. Like, a little bit of the snowman is left today. I actually have a little bit of snowman left in my yard. Franz in the backyard in the shade is still hanging out, waiting for the weather to get him at 60 degrees today. So, back to normal weather.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The more than 8,000 service members discharged for refusing a COVID vaccine are getting back pay and another invitation to come back.
The White House says this redress is long overdue, calling the dismissal of military members who refused the COVID vaccine wrongful. This new executive order, given exclusively to our Peter Ducey this morning, directs Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to reinstate all members of the military who were discharged for rejecting the COVID vaccine, and they will receive full pay and benefits.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. After a delay in reopening the routes, thousands of Palestinians are making their way home, many finding nothing left.
Today, those Gazans are starting to trudge north to see what's left of where they once lived. This delay is because Hamas failed to release civilian hostage Arbel Yehud at the weekend. They've now agreed to do so this coming Thursday, along with two others.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is a much warmer start to our day than we had last week. We've got 53 degrees in Pensacola. The Escambia Department of Health is reopening all of their offices today. They were closed last week due to the winter storm that dumped about a foot of snow across the area. All DOH offices reopening today with regular operating hours. A 77-year-old Santa Rosa County woman has died after a car crash on Old Baghdad Highway. That happened on Saturday afternoon. FHP says the woman likely suffered a medical emergency, which caused her to run off the road and then hit a tree. She was taken to the Santa Rosa Medical Center and later passed away. Investigators in Santa Rosa County looking into a fatal shooting. The sheriff's office says they responded to a residence for a welfare check over the weekend after family members reached out concerned for Alan Phillips' safety. They hadn't heard from him in several days at that time. Deputies say they entered the home and found Phillips dead with a gunshot wound to the chest. His wife, Tequila Phillips, was identified as a suspect. She was taken into custody in Wetumpka, Alabama. Officials say she'd been evasive about her husband's whereabouts prior to his body being found. Tequila Phillips is now awaiting extradition to Florida. The investigation into this case continues. The crackdown on illegal immigration appears to be making a bit of an impact in Florida. Federal immigration officials made several arrests in Broward County over the weekend. One immigrant from Nicaragua was accused of driving on a suspended license, illegally carrying a weapon, and discharging a firearm in public. A Jamaican man facing gun and drug charges. State lawmakers are meeting in Tallahassee today for a special legislative session. Governor DeSantis called that session to address illegal immigration, condo reform, and storm relief. Proposed bills would call for the state to stop offering in-state tuition assistance for illegal immigrants and place new requirements on police to enforce immigration laws. The governor said if changes were made, other states could step up and do the same thing. Well, House Republicans are in Florida this week for the party's annual January retreat.
The event gets underway Monday afternoon at Trump National Doral Golf Club and runs through Wednesday. In the evening, President Trump is expected to join Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson for a dinner and reception. Tuesday, Johnson and committee chairs will conduct breakout sessions as Republicans look to package the Trump administration's top priorities in a single bill. Before wrapping up Wednesday, the House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is scheduled to host a panel for the committee chairs. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
Thank you very much, Scott. And right now it is 6:34 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly. Just some minor delays on Burgess as you head toward Highway 29. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be dealing with a mostly cloudy day today with showers and thunderstorms for north of I-10 area. High today near 61 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 47. As you go into Tuesday, high near 62 with partly cloudy skies. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 52 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It is 53 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. We've got just a few degrees cooler, 51 right now in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. U.S. technology firms have plunged in pre-market trading as Chinese startup DeepSeek sparked concerns over competitiveness in AI and America's lead in the sector, triggering a global sell-off. Shares of chip designer NVIDIA were down more than 13%, while ASML and ASM International tumbled roughly 10 and 14% respectively. Treasury yields have fallen this morning as investors looked ahead to the Federal Reserve's next meeting and await key inflation data. The 10-year Treasury yield slipped more than 9 basis points to 4.526%. The average price of gasoline in the U.S. has risen 6 cents in the last 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey explains that the national average now sits at $3.16 per gallon. Futures are sharply lower because of the AI tech sell-off. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 140, the NASDAQ down 99, the S&P 500 down 17. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections for Escambia County. The office of U.S. House of Representatives District 1 is open, and Governor DeSantis has called a special election to fill the vacancy. Please mark your calendars for these very important dates. The special Republican-only primary election is on January 28, 2025, and the special general election will be held on April 1, 2025. For more information, go to EscambiaVotes.gov. That's EscambiaVotes.gov.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Republican primary election to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz happens on Tuesday, January 28th. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who's been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle these predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dillon Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
NBC. I'm Rachel Maddow. And dads, you better hide your older bookish lesbian daughters because, I'm back on TV.
We never did get to this last week. This is not this Saturday's SNL. This is the week before. And as much as I criticize SNL for reasons that they deserve, the open from the week before was actually very good. Where it was a panel of MSNBC contributors that got together and made fun of MSNBC for the most part. It was actually quite good. Stephanie Ruhle.
What about you, Stephanie?
I mean, Trump is already talking about invading Canada and Greenland. Is he serious, or is that one of his distractions? I mean, what do you think, Joy?
I don't know. I can't tell if you're doing the news or trying to hook up. What do you think, Rachel?
Oh, I'm not Rachel. I'm Chris Hayes.
Huh. If you know Chris Hayes and Rachel Maddow, there's this long-standing kind of joke about how they look like they're basically the same person. Of course, she's a woman and he's a man, although these days he's categories, right? But, you know, they are sort of interchangeable, and it's always been sort of funny, the reference. So the fact that they would make fun of that. Now, I'll tell you where they failed. Okay, where they failed on this is they should have had a man playing Rachel Maddow and they should have had a woman playing Chris Hayes. Like, they only have women play Republican men because it's mean, right, to have a woman play a man. They don't embrace that meanness when it comes to MSNBC. So that was kind of like the one thing they whiffed on when it came to doing the portrayals.
One thing I do know is this time around, we're not going to get sucked in by every new shiny, crazy statement from Trump. We need to focus on what he does, not what he says.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you. We have some breaking news. Trump has apparently just told reporters that he would like to, quote, trade Connecticut for
trade Connecticut for... The premise is that the media says that they're going to cover Trump well, and then Trump puts out some crazy tweet, you know, and then that's all they can talk about. And they get... It takes over everything they do because... It's such an intensely provocative level of insanity all the time that there's literally nothing you can do but react on the fly to the craziness. And they did a really good job of making fun of that and making fun of themselves in the process.
You see, this is what he does. To keep us from talking about disaster relief or the impacts of climate change.
And I'm sorry, Rachel.
I am Chris.
Trump just tweeted about the fires a picture of himself as the guy from Up with the caption, "I would end fire by filling the Up house with water balloons."
And then Claire McCaskill, former senator from Missouri.
Hi, Rachel.
Claire, throw us a lifeline. Can you please say something of substance about this week?
Of course. And hold that thought, Rachel, because somehow I'm getting breaking news that Trump just said he is sending Don Jr. to explore the possibility of purchasing the Emerald City. Seems like he finally saw Wicked. Oh, he did. And he loves Wicked. And I'm just now realizing that he thinks the Emerald City is Greenland.
So, again, the more absurd the interruptions become.
Okay, we just got word that President Trump has tweeted that he has agreed to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Oh, that's not that bad.
In the octagon at UFC fight.
And of course, what's sort of funny about it too is like, you say, well, that could never happen. There is no that could never happen with this president. You literally never have any idea.
I'm just going to take the reins and talk about a real story, okay? Trump's tariffs for Canada? Look, Quebec supplies two-thirds of our raw aluminum. And when you consider the importance and the importance of hydroelectric power... Oh, my God, I can't even finish. That is so boring. I'm sorry. America has just declared war on sharks.
Just declared war on sharks.
Much better.
She tries, you know, 20 seconds of trying to talk about aluminum imports or whatever and hydropower, and she can't even do it. So then, I tell you what, you know who's loving this election the most? The guy who plays Trump. I don't even remember his name. Kind of like, you know, how... I was kind of Liz Lemon, the actress who played Liz Lemon, who portrayed Sarah Palin, you know, back in the day. And oh my God, she, you know, for as long as that was a thing, right? She had a good job. Okay, so this guy who plays Trump is actually, he's really good at it.
Also, Trump apparently just gave a statement about the TikTok ban. I can pretend I'm not curious, but let's just watch the whole thing.
Yes, we love TikTok, don't we? We love TikTok. We used to hate it. But then it, quite frankly, in many ways, got me elected, so now we love it. We also love the Rizzler, don't we, folks? And they're trying to take the Rizzler away from us. It's so sad. They want him the hell out of here.
That's not even worth explaining. It's a meme character. Anyway.
We may have to go over to Reels with Mark Zuckerberg. I like him now. Zuck. He looks better, much cooler in terms of perm and with regard to chain. He will, of course, be at my inauguration, which will be indoors. Too many people to fit outside. You know, we're excited.
And then the wrap up here is, you know, they're trying to get out of the segment before another tweet gets interrupts them.
We are almost out of time, so let's just try to end this before another tweet comes through. Oh, too late. It appears that Trump is watching and live tweeting this program right now. He just said, I'm stuck watching MSDNC, awful anchors. This lineup looks like Scooby-Doo, Oops, All Velma. Right, he still got it.
Scooby-Doo, All Velma. That's great. So, look, you know, as I've many, many times said, SNL is... at its weakest when it's just rooted in hatred, and it often is just rooted in hatred. But it's at its best when it goes wherever the comedy is, especially against its own liberalism. And, I, you know, hey, you got to respect them for doing it. Like I said, the only thing I think they whiffed on is they should have had a female play Chris Hayes and a male play Rachel Maddow. But, you know, you can't get everything. 647 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. We're looking at I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly. Starting to see some delays right now if you're headed over to East Milton from downtown Milton. Also still on Highway 29 just north of airport going northbound. Is seeing some delays there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Oh, and yes, Tina Fey. And yes, I did momentarily. I was like, Liz Lemon. It's not Liz Lemon. What's the actress? Anyway, thank you for all the, like, four people texting. Tina Fey. Did you forget Tina Fey's? Yeah, sometimes. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic at this. In 2023, they sold 175 homes. In 2024, they sold 165. They are just selling three and a half a week, week after week after week. And that's experience, that's expertise, that's market awareness, that's how things are shifting, and they know how things are shifting. And, you know, the example of this that I use a lot because I think it's just, it's stunning. And I know this because, you know, we lost our home insurance and we had to redo home insurance. And they made us take, like, videos of inside our house, under the sinks, of the water heater, of the air conditioner. Like, it's crazy out there what's going on with insurance these days. And that same thing shows up when you're buying and selling homes. Because the difficulty of getting insurance and the cost of insurance and the requirements by some insurance companies that, for example, the roof be less than 10 years old or that the AC be less than 10 years old. You think, you know, it's a 12-year-old water heater. Who cares? insurance company may care. So if somebody comes to you and they're wanting to buy your house, say, you know, I'll pay your price, but you're going to have to replace the AC. And you're like, well, it's 9 years old. What are you talking about? Yeah, that's the deal. Well, they can help you know whether that's a fair request or not. Because, you know, instinct is like, you're kidding, right? I don't know. That's the market's weird. So it's good to have somebody who really knows what's normal so they can guide you. And no, you should take that offer. That's actually a fair offer. Or no, that's ridiculous. You don't have to do that. And that's what you get with the expertise from the experience of the folks at Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 723-9158.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I have the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
President Trump wants to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget, and I have the plan that gets him there. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. We have over 3 million federal employees. I will propose to cut them in half. This reduction will save $150 billion on salaries and an additional $150 billion in benefits. We need to cut off the cash payments to illegals, and they will self-deport. I will propose Medicare reform, regulation cuts, and repealing the Davis-Bacon Act. With a background in finance, I know how to fix Washington and get the $2 trillion in cuts. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Air Force B-1 pilot, with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one in this race has more military experience than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The Amazing Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk will return after these messages.
On Monday night, and we predicted that 9 inches of snow would come here, and we would say we'd have 0 injuries on the road and 11 crashes. I don't think any of us would have believed that.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing for the city of Pensacola. DC Reeves on Friday talking to Channel 3 about, you know, the kind of the fairly good success level of the storm, and also, of course, emphasizing that you always got to be improving for the future.
Looking back, are there really things the city could have done better to prepare?
Yeah, you know, listen, I think after every hurricane and every snowstorm, we're always, if our city is not always debriefing afterwards and kind of saying, what could we do better, then we're not doing a good enough job.
Yeah, no, that's, and I expect that answer from him, quite frankly. So that's, you know, that's pretty good. I'm going to hate myself for doing this, but here goes. You know the one thing that the city of Pensacola could have done better? A little more preparatory instruction for the salt spreaders. Oh, bless their hearts. John, have you seen the video?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't seen it? No. Oh, my God. It's all over social media. David's laughing because he's seen it. David, you've seen the video?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, in case you have not seen the video, basically, you've got a pickup truck, and in the back of the pickup truck, you got two bros, you know, two dudes sitting there in their City of Pensacola outfits with a 5-gallon bucket of salt. And they're throwing it the way you'd throw ice, or the way you'd throw rice at a wedding, or maybe little candies at Mardi Gras, you know, like some for you, and some for you, and some for you, and it's on the dry pavement. Now, here's what I think is funny about this. I suspect that the reaction a lot of people are having to this video is how dumb of them to put it on dry pavement. No, you put it before the storm. That's actually fine. You can put it before and you can put it after. Both approaches are valuable, okay? But it takes a lot more salt than that, sir. If you've ever watched a video of a salt spreading truck, I mean, it's just everywhere. You're trying to make almost a solid layer of salt. In fact, I was just biking yesterday in Foley, and on Highway 98, you can see the remnants of the salt they laid down. Appropriate amounts of salt. Like, it's a solid sheet of salt that's left after the storm, even. And so the problem is, you know, the problem is not that it was on dry pavement. The problem is it's such an inadequate amount. Because what you're trying to do is create enough salt so that when the snow and or water interacts with it, it lowers the freezing point. That means you have to get enough salt dissolved in the water because salt water has a lower freezing point. Not by a lot, but, you know, by a few degrees. And that can be enough to keep the roads from, you know, freezing over. So, yeah, just a...
I think that's probably the first time I've ever seen that particular method of spreading salt anywhere.
It's like they're throwing corn in the field. Yeah. Here's a little. And the caption was kind of adorable. It says, I don't know, Google said throw salt. Look, they didn't know. And it's Florida. What do you know? And, right. You know, did they get a good instructional? Well, obviously not. But, you know, they're trying. I wonder if that guy is laughing at it or if they're, like, embarrassed. I hope they're laughing at it because it's funny and it's adorable.
It is.
And even though they put out a lot of salt, like, by poundage, but still, not nearly enough. And
it takes a lot.
And
it takes a lot of salt.
A lot of salt either. Anyway, yeah. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're traveling on Highway 29 between Airport Boulevard and just north of Stumpfield Road going northbound, you're going to see some congestion delays there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, Jen. Yeah, somebody says they could have at least given those guys a seed spreader to do it. Yeah, the problem with that is that's the wheel activated, but even that, like a seed spreader would have been better. Although I don't know if a seed spreader would do it because rock salt's pretty big. You
seed
know,
spreaders get clogged
they
up
They do get
real
clogged
quick
a
too,
lot, yeah.
Yeah.
But they, if somebody says they were, it's like they're sprinkling pixie dust and blessing the road. Oh, man. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, it is Holocaust Remembrance Day. Survivors and family members are gathering in Poland to mark the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. Federal health officials are urging pet food companies to increase their safeguards due to the rise in cat illnesses and deaths from bird flu contaminated pet food and raw milk. The FDA recently advised pet food manufacturers to source their ingredients from flocks or herds that are healthy and to use heat treatment to inactivate harmful viruses. And federal agents are carrying out targeted immigration enforcement operations in Chicago. J.B. Pritzker says President Trump is not just targeting violent criminals.
What they're also doing, though, and it's quite disturbing, is they're going after people who are law-abiding, who are holding down jobs, who have families here, who may have been here for a decade or two decades.
And Immigration and Customs Enforcement said that they and their federal partners are conducting operations in the city to enforce U.S. immigration law and preserve public safety and national security.
Hey, as much as I can't stand J.B. Pritzker and he's run Illinois into the ground, he is one of the few governors or former governors of Illinois that's not been in prison.
Yeah.
So, and my, I said that to my wife yesterday. She's like, well, not yet. Fair enough. David, thanks so much for the update. 658 News Radio 92.3. Future news, time when we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Will Trump, in his term, manage to get the United States either on the path to or totally denuclearized along with Russia and China?
I don't think so. I don't think the bad guys.
Honestly, I'm going to say on the path. I'm going to be super optimistic. I'll say on the path. Will Trump ever appear live on SNL this term?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
He hates those guys so much. He would never give them the satisfaction. Then again, you never know. Special session today of substance. Are we going to do anything of real substance today? Or are they going to do the formal, like, gavel in, gavel out, screw you, DeSantis, we don't care?
They're going to get something done.
I think so, too. I do think so. When will milk, chicken, and eggs be back on local grocery store shelves?
Oh, I hope soon.
Today.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be today. Eagles, Chiefs, what do you got?
I got the Eagles.
I got the Eagles, too. But that's going to be a great game. I'm really looking forward to that game.